This morning on the third hour of Today, real life superhero. A new report on Jeremy Renner's snowplow accident, showing how the actor put himself in harm's way to save his nephew. What happened in those crucial minutes? And was the vehicle to blame? Then, in our Consumer Confidential, we want to answer your burning real estate questions to help you decide if now's the time to buy or sell. Plus, stepping it up.
Step over, step back.
Chanel trying a dance class that's inspiring people to get healthy by making aerobics one giant party. And Hugh Dancy will catch up with the star about Law & Order and his growing family. Today, Thursday, January 26th, 2023.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Today, Friday-E.
Friday-E.
Every day's a day.
Every day's got its own day, alongside Chanel and Dylan. Craig is on assignment in South Carolina. That's where we're going to begin this morning, opening statements in the highly anticipated double murder trial of Alec Murdoch.
That's right. He's the former attorney accused of killing his wife and son, charges he denies. He is also accused of dozens of financial crimes.
So Craig has been following this case since the start, and he's outside the Colton County Courthouse in Walterboro, South Carolina, with the very latest. Craig, prosecutors and the defense laid out their opening statements Wednesday morning, telling two really very different stories. What stood out to you from each of them?
Very different story, Chanel. Hey, guys, good morning to you. You know, this Colton County Courthouse, ironically, this is where Alec Murdoch tried cases for years. And about 15 minutes from now, he's expected to be taken inside this courthouse once again, handcuffed to face these charges, accused of brutally murdering his wife and son. So yesterday, we heard from the prosecution for the first time in their opening statements. Prosecutors essentially are promising cell phone evidence. Ironclad cell phone evidence that they say will convince the jury that Alec Murdoch's alibi is a sham. From the beginning, Murdoch contended that he could not have committed the crimes because he was not there on the property at the time of the murder. So yesterday, prosecutors promised that they were going to be able to present some cell phone evidence to the contrary. Meanwhile, the defense, we heard yesterday from the defense attorney, Dick Karpootlian, who we should note, has tried literally hundreds of cases similar to this here in South Carolina over the years. Karpootlian has been on both sides, prosecution and the defense. He's also a state senator as well. Also unrelated, Karpootlian's wife is the ambassador to Slovenia, so he's a prominent attorney in his own right. But yesterday, Karpootlian essentially said that the state's case made no sense because there was no motive. He went into very graphic details about the murders, and he did that to try and demonstrate to the jurors there was no way that a father would do this in the way that he's accused of doing it to his wife and son. And Karpootlian also said that he was going to be putting law enforcement on trial as well. 9:30 is the start time this morning. The first witness we're expecting to hear from the prosecution is the first responding officer. We're going to see body cam video, 46 minutes worth of body cam video. The defense maintains that in this video, the jurors will also see that law enforcement had their mind made up initially that night that it was Alec Murdoch who committed these heinous crimes, so they didn't even bother looking at someone else.
It's a lot there. All right. Thank you, Craig.
All right. Now we want to get to the latest on the snowplow accident that almost cost actor Jeremy Renner his life. This morning, we are learning more about how the Marvel star got run over by that 7-ton machine. It happened on New Year's Day. NBC's Kaylee Hartung is here with the very latest. Kaylee, good morning.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hey, good morning, guys. So Jeremy Renner has a long road to recovery ahead of him with more than 30 broken bones. And now this new incident report released by the sheriff reveals he jumped into action trying to save his nephew. This morning, new details about the horrific accident that almost killed actor Jeremy Renner near his remote Lake Tahoe home. In a report obtained by NBC News, investigators say the actor was trying to stop his massive piston bully snowplow from hitting his nephew when Renner was completely crushed. Audio of the 911 call captures the frantic moments after the accident.
Immediately, someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry.
According to the report, the Avengers star used his 7-ton snowcat to tow a truck, operated by his adult nephew Alexander Freeze, out of the snow. After Freeze disconnected the tow chain, the snowplow began sliding, causing Renner to exit without setting the emergency brake. Renner told investigators he then realized the piston bully began to roll downhill and was heading directly toward his nephew, so he decided to attempt to stop or divert the giant machine. Renner jumped onto its moving track in an effort to get back inside the cab, but was immediately pulled under the left side.
His ribs look like they might be crushed. He's got a head wound as well.
The report says Renner was found approximately 50 feet uphill from the snowcat, which had rolled into the pickup, causing extensive damage. Renner's family and neighbors rendered aid to the actor as they waited for emergency responders to arrive.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood over here, so you got to get somebody over here immediately.
The actor was airlifted to a Nevada hospital, where he stayed for more than 2 weeks, undergoing at least 2 surgeries. Just last week, Renner revealed on social media he broke more than 30 bones. The movie star, who often does his own stunts, is no stranger to injury, as he told Howard Stern in 2017.
It broke both my arms.
Oh,
I got back up
horrible.
And I did the stunt again.
Get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
On lunch, I went to the hospital. I said, yeah, that's broken. That's broken. And I went back to work.
Now fans are hoping that same resilience will allow Hawkeye to aim for a comeback.
I mean, when you give those details, it's miraculous that he survived.
Yeah.
So we know, you know, that it was an older snowplow. Do investigators think there may have been a mechanical issue or issue with the vehicle?
Yeah, so they say that this snowcat was in some way modified from how it was originally intended to function. They say that there could have very well been mechanical issues. They do say, though, that the handbrake was working properly. But you know that in-cab indicator light that tells you the brake's engaged?
Like you have in your car.
Yeah, that light wasn't working. So we've reached out to Piston Bully for comment, but haven't heard back. Again, just keep in mind, guys, Jeremy Renner just a few days ago posted on Instagram saying his bones will heal, and he is vowing to come back stronger than ever.
Thank goodness.
No question
seems
about
like it.
That. So, Kaylee, welcome.
By the way,
NBC News and your first shot on the third hour. We always have a ritual where we take a selfie with everybody. Would you like
for
to be
first
one of our selfies?
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Thank you guys so much. We have a whole
There you go.
Wall That's a good one. Al's like famous for selfies. So
my grandmother's going to frame that.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's
right.
Good.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay, why don't you stick around for this next one, Kim? Because it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Story
that
a lot
good
of
picture.
Folks. Sorry. Cannot, pardon?
That was a good picture.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, look at this photogenic crew we have.
Oh, look at
her.
Hey, now.
It's my first day. I'm just trying to make friends.
Three out of four.
Keep those coming.
So here's what happened at a Duquesne University basketball game last night. Everyone's talking about this. Watch closely at the bottom right of your screen. Guy in a yellow jacket strolls out onto the court in the middle of the action. Seems like he's holding a McDonald's bag, and the announcers love this.
Look at him. He's like, go.
Yeah, he's very focused to deliver
it's
that
awesome.
Bag.
Yep. He's like, but I thought you wanted the sandwich.
As the ref said, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The clip is going viral.
You guys know that this is my off-season job here with you on the Today Show. Otherwise, I'm a sideline reporter in sports.
Oh, really?
If I had been working that game, there would have been no better report for me to contribute than where was that Uber Eats guy headed? What is happening here? And how good was the tip?
I think we got our own delivery.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Oh, now look at that.
There we go. On the hardwood, right here, Gerard.
Love. There you go.
There
on
you
the
go.
Hardwood, how perfect.
There you go. Thank
you.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, who's going to.
That's good.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Gerard.
We're welcome.
All right. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, there we
Don't
go.
Say we've never given
yes,
you anything,
like
Taylor.
There you go. There you
sausage
egg
McMuffin?
The welcome gift I didn't know I needed. Welcome.
There's some extras in here, too. Hey, Davey.
You get a sandwich.
You get a sandwich. Hey, Nate. There you go. Oh. Mason. Mason.
Oh, my God. Not Mason. All the way over there.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Expert answers to your top real estate questions. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, maybe you're looking to downsize or even flip a house, we'll show you how to do it.
And then, Mikey.
And try this today. Not that way. Throw it
all.
I'm going to take you to Atlanta to check out this popular aerobics class. I'll tell you, it was so much fun as a party. We'll be right back.
I'm keeping mine.
Eat them if you got them.
Yum.
Oh.
were stuffed up.
I know. I just looked over. I'm like, why did I do that?
I'm right there with you. All right. Welcome back to our Consumer Confidential segment. We all know it has been a wild couple of years for the housing market. So if you're thinking about buying or selling in 2023, there's a lot that's really uncertain.
That's right. So here to answer some of our most asked questions, Stephanie Birkin, a real estate broker and president of R New York. Stephanie, good to see you.
Thanks for having me. I love being here.
First off, we're going to get to some viewer questions in a sec, but give us an overall view of the 2023 housing market. What are the trends we're losing?
Okay, so 2023 is going to bring back some normality, some stability, some much needed balance. In the beginning of the year, we're seeing a lot of similar trends as we did towards the end of last year. There's this price disparity between what buyers are willing to pay, given the higher interest rates, and what sellers are willing to accept. So there's a little bit of a stalemate, nobody's market right now. Homes are on the market for a little bit longer. Prices are coming down. So for 2023, sellers, price right, a little under market, and give a finished product. Buyers, buy now.
Really?
There are better deals, less competition, and I believe rates will drop by the end of the year. And so buy now, you can refinance later, and you'll have secured the lower.
Because as you get to the spring, it's going to be busy.
Exactly. Yes.
That's good advice. Yes. All right, so let's get to our viewer questions. We have some good ones this morning. This one is Philip Chan in New York.
My wife and I are recently married, first-time home buyers, looking to put down some roots and relocate from New York City to Washington, D.C. She's an attorney and I'm a physician, and we're both pretty overwhelmed. Where should we start?
That's a fair question.
So it is a really overwhelming process. That's the whole thing. So let me give you some tips and tricks as takeaways to sort of make it a little bit more organized. Mm-hmm. Your first stop, mortgage broker. They will give you an overall sense of affordability. Mm-hmm. Then you go to a real estate broker. They will be on the grounds for you as your eyes and ears, right? They're your trusted advisor, your masterful negotiator. Okay? Make sure that they are previewing property on your behalf. Mm-hmm. So they'll tailor down the search until you get there. And then until you get there, research neighborhoods, right? Find out what's important to you. Proximity to schools, to transportation, crime, and safety. And as a physician, ask about a physician's loan because up to a certain loan amount, you can finance 95 to 100%
of
the purchase price. That's a thing.
With the bank?
Yes.
A physician's loan?
A physician's loan. So look into that and also negotiate without offending. Remember, you're buying on the down when prices are a little bit softer. So take advantage and think about when you budget, right? Also think about closing costs. People forget. It's not just about the down payment and the monthly payments. Think about your closing costs and also try to have a little fun. I know it's overwhelming, but it's a big deal. So try to have a little fun in the process.
Like a pre-approved mortgage, does that help at all?
Yes, you definitely want. That's why you go to your mortgage broker first.
Okay.
He'll give you, he or she will give you a sense of overall affordability. They'll give you a pre-approval so you're prepared when you go in for that offer. Okay. Definitely.
This next question is about downsizing. This is Bruce and Susie Blackman. Here's their question.
Okay.
We've been in our house for over 30 years now. And we have made the difficult decision to downsize and sell. We were wondering what we could do to get the most bang for our buck.
And what updates should we do before we actually put it on the market?
Oh, it's such a good question. And I get this often. So it's really about two big things. Price right. The price has to be right. And I think you should price a little bit under where the market is telling you to trade. Why? Because then you get people excited and interested and emotionally attached. It's an emotional process. It only takes two people who perceive that they're getting a deal because of where it's priced to fight over and you get your bidding war.
Okay.
The second thing is you want to present as finished a product as possible. So go room by room, declutter, organize, repaint, stage. Less is more when it comes to stuff.
Do you have to redo your kitchen? I mean,
you know, when you go into your kitchen, actually, that's usually where people go to gauge how much work the entire home needs. Swap out those outdated appliances, change up that kitchen hardware, and a fresh coat of paint on those cabinets goes really, really long way.
Every real estate agent I know says less is more. Allow people to imagine themselves.
That's right. The more neutral a palette, the better, because then people can envision their own stuff there.
All right. Okay. Stephanie, thank you so much. Thank you, Stephanie. Really appreciate it.
All right. Coming up, I'm at the force of nature behind a step aerobics class that is taking Atlanta by storm. How he makes a workout feel like a party. And then later, Adriana Brock is here with some fun winter products, like an affordable way to get in on the Sherpa trend. That looks
Well, I've wanted to get in on that for a long time.
It's so much fun.
You can get a fanny pack Sherpa.
I love it. We'll be right back. Okay, so all week long, we've been learning something new for our series, Try This Today. So I decided to go back to a workout that I haven't done in like 14 years. Do you remember step aerobics?
Oh, yeah.
I used to like love it. Well, here's the truth. It only took one late night social media rabbit hole to set this thing all in motion. Take a look.
One night, I'm scrolling through Instagram, as I do before I go to bed, and I stumble across this step class. And I'm like, oh, I want to find this guy. And here I am.
Just one video, and I was hooked. That is EJ Houston, and every Thursday night, he turns his gym into a step aerobics dance floor.
Tell me about Get Down, Stay Down. Where did this come from?
The motto is, you get the weight off, and you keep it off. With, like, extreme movement, having fun.
I flew down to Atlanta to see it for myself, and in the process learned that EJ has a powerful story fueling his upbeat workouts, having tragically lost his mom when he was just 8 years old.
When I tell somebody that, they instantly pay attention because they're going through things at home, they're going through things with their parents, going through things at work, and it's like, okay, how is this person that has all of this same stuff going on keeps leveling up?
By refusing to stay down and sad, instead, EJ focused his energy into his dreams as an athlete and ultimately a personal trainer.
Your passion, your energy just, it comes across. I just met you and I feel it.
My purpose is to just help people.
Wanting to help more than just one person at a time, EJ made a commitment to motivate others who may be going through struggles of their own. He started teaching group step classes and knew there was only one way to get people in the door, by throwing a party.
So if somebody walks into your class, what will they see?
Fun, people releasing, people that may be going through pain, and they're at least having a good time for that 1 hour.
Those people make up the hundreds of folks who show up both in person and online week after week.
So this series is called Try This Today. Mm-hmm. Why should someone give step a chance?
It's just a fun way to just move. And that's all that step aerobics is about. You can do it fancy, but if you get on it, you can just get on and off and on and off to the beat. It's actually fun.
It looked fun, and I was there to learn from the man himself. But my morning TV job kept me from staying to take his nighttime class. So EJ brought together a group of his best steppers to help show me the moves.
So tell me, what do you say to motivate everybody?
One band, one sound.
What do you mean by that?
One person messes up this routine, we got to start it over.
Is he tough love?
Yeah. I'm tough on everybody.
He doesn't come up and give you a little hug?
No.
All right, I'm ready to learn.
All right.
Okay.
So the first move, okay?
Okay.
We're going to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, knee.
1, 2, 3, 4, boom, knee.
Second move, we're starting to the left side again.
Take it back. Boom,
knee,
kick,
knee.
Yeah.
Now the other side.
Wait, that's the most encouraging, like, whatever.
Knee, kick, knee. That's it. Clap it up. The third and final move, step, over, step, back, step, over, boom, knee. Look at this. Look, one band.
One sound.
Yep, guess who's in the band? Y'all.
You want to feel my sweat?
Oh, yeah. It was all so good until that.
It was so much fun. So a big thank you this morning to EJ and his lovely partner, Mecca, and everyone at the Loft Athletic Club in Atlanta, Georgia for all of this. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So we really do it to like hip hop. Like mine was like Ain't Nothing But a G Thing. I think it was like Snoop. So it's fun music, but we can't afford to pay for it. So we put that other music behind.
So,
it's amazing.
You are the only one of the four of us who could even possibly attempt
like
this.
The coordination.
It's so hard and fast.
I know you have to do another. You have to do another. Try this today, because you've
it was, like,
you've done Janet Jackson dance moves.
You guys, when you learn the
the routines and everybody, it's like a brain workout.
Listen, it's fantastic.
But it was fun.
You were great in it.
Yes, thank you, EJ. I got to do something else.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
I'll go fishing next week.
Yeah, you got to defuse a bomb or something. But no, this is nothing.
Thank you, EJ.
But you did awesome.
It was fun. Super fun. All right, coming up next, genius solutions to some winter problems, like a scarf with a secret weapon for keeping you extra warm. Plus, we will sit down with Law & Order's Hugh Dancy to talk about the new season and getting some true crime-related homework when you first started dating Claire Danes. We'll get into that. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This morning, we have some smart solutions for the everyday problems that kind of pop up in the wintertime. So Shop Today editorial director Adriana Brock is here. And that happens to be the theme of today's streaming show on Shop All Day. You can shop along with us if you scan that QR code at the bottom of your screen. Adriana, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So obviously, scarves keep us warm, but this scarf has a little extra
warmth. Exactly. Okay. Ooh. So we're super excited about this one because it's actually a heated scarf. So what makes it really cool is it's a really great scarf, and on its own, it's actually really substantial. It's really thick.
Yeah. It's a nice
and cozy
material.
I really love it. And it's really long enough. You could like bundle up,
but then
it has this little pocket on the side where you could put in your phone battery, so like your phone charger or an external battery.
That's cute.
And then it has a button. Yeah, it's really cute. And then it has a button where you could turn it on, and it has a little heating pad on the backside.
That's cool.
So it keeps your neck nice and warm. And it's got three settings, medium, low, medium, and high.
Okay.
So nice and cozy all winter long, and you don't have to use if you don't want to.
And if you have a belly, you could just wrap it around.
It's so nice.
I love these Uniqlo Heat Tech shirts.
I'm obsessed with
these. Oh, is that what this is?
Yes.
And these work so well.
Great for the whole family, and it's nice and thin. They're Heat Tech, so the fabric is made to keep the warmth in, but keep the moisture out. So it's made with moisture wicking fabric. They're cotton blend. You can get them for everyone in the family, and they're super affordable. They start at around $14.90 for the kids.
Inexpensive.
Really thin, which I love because you can really layer it up with anything.
So
if you're going out for a walk, this is really nice in the wintertime.
Great base layer.
Okay.
All right, Sherpa.
Okay, Sherpa. This one's for Chanel.
I was just about to say.
You're like the queen of Chanel.
I know. Don't ask one. Where's it too? The gray one, the brown one. We wear them all.
So Sherpa's a huge trend right now, and this little belt bag is such a big trend.
We call them belt bags now, not fanny
packs. We're calling them belt bags. That's what the kids are calling them. But they're really a fanny pack, and it's like such a trend that's coming back.
So is Sherpa the material?
Sherpa is the material, which is like a fleecy, cozy.
So soft.
And there's a bunch of brands that make these, and they're so expensive. This one is super affordable, under $25. And it's really great because you don't have to wear it around your waist. You could wear it like cross
body. They're super convenient to throw your phone, your wallet.
Exactly. I go out on walks with my kid and I just have all my stuff there. My hands are free and it's super easy.
Okay.
Really great.
Well, my hands are so dry, but I notice my nails start peeling more in the wintertime too.
My nails peel, the cuticles, the skin around your nails. This is amazing. This is one of my personal favorites, the OPI oil. I found this at my nail salon and I was like, where do I buy
it? Cuticle oil,
It's the cuticle oil. This is really great because it comes with a little dropper and you just put a couple drops on your nails and then sleep with it overnight. I saw the results like right away.
You can tell a difference.
You could see the difference overnight. And what I like, because I hate the greasy feeling of lotions on my hand, I put these on overnight, just a few drops, like rub it in
and go to bed.
And then go to bed. Okay. Don't think about it. And I know, Dylan, like you and I have the biting.
Especially when your nails are dry.
It's just so tempting. Put a couple drops, super affordable.
How much is that?
Okay.
$11.
For those of you who are not having breakfast, tell us about this tea kettle. Stop it.
This is cute.
So, tea kettles, I love an electric tea kettle because it's just easier. Yeah, you don't have to deal with the stovetop, and you probably shouldn't microwave your water.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a big no-no to some people. I know some people do it. I've been guilty of that. This one's really great. It's super affordable and really easy.
$15.
One touch. Yeah. It boils up your water in just a few minutes. It has like a little built-in filter also.
Oh.
And it's removable too. So you could take it around.
Yeah.
Really
it's great for
easy.
Oatmeal too.
Like exactly.
You just need
oatmeal.
Hot water.
You just need hot water. Get everybody out the door.
Yeah.
Really, really easy.
I love that.
Fantastic.
And it's fun.
And different colors.
Very and a bunch of different fun colors.
Adriana, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Always such
this
great products.
Favorite thing.
Check out Shop All Day Smart Solutions. It streams today all day starting at 10 a.m.
Well, coming up, we're talking all day about Law & Order with Hugh Dancy. We'll see what we can get him to spill about Benson and Stabler when we come back.
This is seriously, it's really...
It's like my favorite thing.
Yes.
We are back now with actor Hugh Dancy. You might remember him from his roles in films like Downton Abbey, A New Era, and Ella Enchanted.
Law & Order fans love Hugh in his role as Assistant District Attorney Nolan Price.
Well, in tonight's episode, the team discovering the lengths that some kids will go to get internet famous. Mm. Hugh is here to catch us up on tonight's episode. So much more. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Since we last saw you, you and your wife, Claire Danes, with already two boys, got a little baby news. You're expecting baby number three?
Yay. Congratulations. Wow. Congratulations.
So what do the boys think about this, and do they know whether they're having another little brother or sister?
They how can I put it? I'd say they have mixed feelings. they're excited about our baby.
That's
good. And they have very clearly, we have a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old, and the 4-year-old said he's going to help, but he draws the line at helping with diapers.
Oh, that's okay. Funny. I love
you
that.
You should draw
that
line, I would also, if I had the option,
yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Set boundaries.
Yes.
I love that. Well, yeah. Speaking of family, I was just reading, is it true Claire made you watch a true crime documentary like back in the day when you were first dating?
No, if made me is quite right. But
like, let's watch
heavily it. Suggested okay. That I should watch The Staircase. I don't know if you've seen
that.
Yeah. I mean, really riveting and quite disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Long show,
yes.
Which I did. I was a good, it was the early days of our relationship.
Yeah, right.
I was
like, yeah,
you had a notepad out.
And,
yeah. Were you curious why she was making you watch this?
I was exceedingly curious. Yeah. It was about a guy who potentially killed his wife.
Why would she want you to watch that?
I had the same question.
I don't know, but the rest is history. Baby's on the way, so it's fine.
I was recovering from throat surgery at the time.
Wow.
I had a cyst removed from my vocal cord, so I couldn't speak. I was on voice rest. So the only way I could communicate was by taking notes. So I sat watching this thing, literally taking notes.
Wow. So watch this, don't talk.
It was not a good look.
And look at you guys now.
Yeah.
So you've been in this role in Law and Order for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, an official New Yorker? I feel like once I had kids here in New York, it's like, okay, I'm a New Yorker now.
Yeah, for me, it was being on Law and Order that did that. It's true. I've lived for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. A lot of that time has been away because of work. So coming and going, this felt like not exactly getting the keys to the city. But
that's awesome.
Pretty close.
I mean, Law and Order is so much a part of the city. And so anything that happens on the show, people care about. We had Chris Maloney here yesterday. There's all this buzz about Stabler. And
Will they, won't they?
Before we get you to comment on that, let's take a look at what Chris said yesterday.
I think we need to go Law and Order on you.
We're about to.
We're going to go Law and Order.
Are you ready?
Sir, you were there. You were in the apartment. You had the motive and you had the means.
Yes,
your lips.
Yes.
Did you or did you not kiss her?
I want my lawyer.
He's good. He's good. Okay.
Well, we do have a lawyer here, A.D. Mm-hmm. Nolan, right here. So what say you?
I don't know that this is a matter for my department. I think this is for internal affairs.
Internal affairs.
No pun intended.
Yes. Affairs.
You know, with this show, I mean, it is this long-running franchise, several iterations of it.
Law and Order Internal Affairs.
Exactly.
Being part of this now, can you understand why viewers have such an affection for this and a long-running affection for it?
I think part of it is the affection of something that's been in the background of people's lives for so long, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's decades at this point. And then part of it is, I realize now the strength of that structure, right? That we could sit here and go through all the beats that the show has and that they pretty much honor every week. Mm-hmm. And people love that. Like, we're in the judges' chambers. Yeah. It's familiarity.
Awesome. Well,
yeah,
Hugh, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Best to you and Claire.
Yes, good luck.
Thanks.
Party of five. You're going to love it.
That's it. And don't forget, you can catch Hugh in a brand new episode of Law and Order tonight, 8/7 Central, right here on NBC, streaming next day on Peacock. Third hour of the day. I'll be right back. Before we go, a little reminder, next month we're launching our series Discover Black Heritage. So if you know somebody doing remarkable things in your community, just let us know. Head to today.com, sharing their story, and we hope to feature them on our show.
All right, coming up tomorrow in the third hour today, we'll talk to the stars of the collaboration on Broadway, Paul Bettany and Jeremy Pope.
And coming up on Hoda and Jenna, Benjamin Pratt from the new Peacock series Poker Face. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
That's right. Everybody's talking about that show.
Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, there's Benjamin Pratt.
There he is. so handsome.
Better late than never.
Oh, we have more time.